Chapter 24.
Theron had no idea what Nosterol was planning, but he knew he had to get on the Ascendant Spear quickly. Instead of heading back to the Golden Galley, where he might hope to steal a boarding pass, he headed for the hangar where the ship had docked. The scene was one of chaos. Hundreds of crew members milled around the hangar, clearly agitated. Six guards stood with weapons drawn, lined up at the base of each of the half dozen ramps leading into the ship, blocking the way. Theron slipped into the crowd, studying the guards. He quickly realized they weren't allowing anyone to leave the vessel. Anyone trying to board was subject to a lengthy interrogation and inspection of their ID before being allowed to pass. The delay was causing a steady increase in the crowd waiting impatiently to be allowed back on. Whatever Nosterol had done had caused security to clamp down hard.
"What's going on?"
Theron asked a tall woman beside him.
"Your guess is as good as mine," she answered, clearly annoyed and not entirely sober.
"I just want to get back to my bunk."
There were angry murmurs in the crowd, and a handful of people actually pushed through to verbally confront the guards at the base of the boarding ramps, something that would never have happened a year ago. Imperial citizens were raised in a military culture that trained them to respect authority, but the traditional discipline of the Imperial troops had been frayed by their recent setbacks in the war. And with hundreds of tired and drunk crew members coming back from R&R, tempers were high. An idea struck Theron. It was crazy, impulsive, and risky. In other words, just his style. He worked his way through the crowd, heading out of the hangar and back into Reaver Station. He remembered passing by a small security post, a room where the soldiers responsible for inspecting the incoming vessels could pass the time while they waited for arrivals. With Sea Wing shut down to other traffic because of the Spear's presence, the guard post was unstaffed. Theron paused at the door, glancing around quickly, and made sure nobody in the crowd of people passing by was paying any attention to him. They were too wrapped up in their own thoughts and conversations, or focused on meeting up with friends to enjoy their brief time on the station away from whatever vessel they served on. He pulled the slicer spike from his pocket, concealing it in his palm as he clipped it into the access panel on the wall. He was careful to stand straight and tall, his shoulders back and his head held high as he quickly sliced through the locked door. Hunching over and other furtive behavior would draw far more attention from the people walking by than someone who clearly looked like he had every right to be there. The door slid open, and Theron stepped confidently into the small room beyond before closing it behind him. The guard post was crowded, four chairs packed in around a large control console, with vid screens displaying the various hangars across the station. Empty, pending arrival, security check in progress, cleared to board. Every hangar and Sea Wing was set to the same status, inactive. Because hangar security needed to know the number and size of incoming vessels so they could properly handle inspections, the guard post had access to Reaver Station's external scanners and the early warning beacons. The beacons were the first line of defense, strategically placed to detect incoming vessels long before they actually reached Reaver Station. It didn't take long for Theron to slice into the system. The scanners currently showed a few dozen Imperial vessels in the sector, arriving, departing, or waiting for clearance from the central tower to land. He quickly verified that Tefith was gone. The status display of the hangar where they had docked now read empty. Satisfied, he made a small adjustment to one of the settings on his slicer spike, then began to feed a steady stream of false data into the system. Several dozen vessels ranging in size from single pilot fighters all the way up to full capital ships suddenly materialized on the scanners, popping into existence near the early warning beacons. The data mimicked the effect of a large, well-coordinated fleet dropping from hyperspace all at once on the farthest edges of the sector. A few seconds later, alarms began to ring out through Reaver Station, warning of the simulated Republic attack.